Manning in the gun, fakes to Willis McGahee. He steps up, throws. He wants Thomas. Thomas is there. Touchdown, Denver.
And that's how it all started last year. The best comeback Monday Night Football had ever seen. Broncos ripped off 35 straight unanswered points and beat San Diego in Qualcomm Stadium. And then Broncos offensive coordinator and now Chargers head coach Mike McCoy. Remember, he called the plays that led to the offensive portion of that comeback. McCoy spent 4 years here and helped Manning get back to form last season. Is the familiarity an advantage to either team? Well, that depends on who you ask.
Touchdown, Denver!
Obviously, divisional opponents know each other well. I think then you add in, he's a head coach that was formerly our offensive coordinator, so he does have that. I think we both know a lot about each other. And I think from that standpoint, it's a little bit of a wash. But certainly we have a lot of respect for what he's doing there now.
You know, I know the system. I know what they're doing. And if you turn the film, I could probably tell you what every play is, but I'm not playing. You know, I'm not one of the guys, 11 guys, on the field.
Rivers looks right, throws right. Ball's going to be intercepted again.
That's something that's just common in football all the time. You know, when you have, you know, players that you played with and you have good assistant coaches that you've played for, just a matter of time. You know, Tom Telesco was an assistant executive general manager for us, and now he's the head GM. So I'm happy for those guys, and that's just part of football.
Remember, it was last year when Manning and McCoy ran an offense designed around three different philosophies. Manning said he owes a lot to McCoy and appreciates the relationship that they had.
It was pretty rare for the offensive success we had in that short period of time when you're putting an offense together and, you know, have a new quarterback and a coordinator working together for the first time. It doesn't work that well that often. And so it's a real credit to Mike for making it work and being the leader of our offense last year. He was great for me on Sundays, you know, talking in my ear, great for me talking situations out here on the practice field, on the sidelines during games, and I'm very, very indebted to him and certainly happy, not surprised that he's a head coach. He deserves the opportunity.
From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.
Go, 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 next guy, let's go, rapid fire.